Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and beloved, God is in the miracle-working business. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And before we go into the Word of the Lord, I'd just like to take a few moments to pray, because in the Spirit, and even as I was preparing, I was sensing that there are many of God's people that are really embattled right now. Some of you have really been pressing into the Lord. You have really been seeking God. You have determined that this year was going to be your year of breakthrough. But it seems as if the hordes of hell have attacked, and some of you are so overwhelmed at this point right now that you need God's direct intervention. And so God had you tune into this broadcast because we're going to pray right now. We will minister as the Lord directs. We're going to share the Word of the Lord, His truth applied to our lives. The Word of God tells us that we're not to be amazed or concerned when these fiery trials come to us. That's what Peter was saying. We have to recognize we are in a warfare, and no matter how difficult the trial, no matter how deep the valley, no matter how great the obstacles that appear that are before you to prevent you moving forward, God will make a way. He is looking to see how we will trust Him. You know, God did that in the Old Covenant with the children of Israel. He tested them to see, quote, what was in their hearts. And even as Job, that marvel, he's one of my heroes, that there was none like him in all the earth. He was perfect and upright in his generations. He didn't understand what was going on, but he could say, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. And he had no idea of the drama that was unfolding before the throne of God, the very courts of heaven, where the heavenly residents watched as God allowed the shield of God of protection and blessing to be taken away from Job, because Satan taunted God, and he said, ah, he just serves you because of the blessings of God. Beloved, look at the marvelous Apostle Paul. Look at all that he went through. Just think of one of his trials. He was in the deep a night and a day. What? Can you imagine what that was like? Beloved, we have to take heart from the scriptures and know that they are absolute truth. Everything that we go through will come to pass. Praise God. The only thing that is constant, the only thing that will not change is our God. Let's go to prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for everyone who is listening to the broadcast today. Father, there are those that are under such attack right now. They felt they were making some real strides in God spiritually. They were feeling really great. And then all of a sudden, it's like all hell has broken loose. But Father, I thank you right now that we can come together in the power of agreeing prayer. We can call upon you, and that knowing that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And Father, we call out to you right now. Father, I lift my brothers and sisters, those that are in a special embattled condition right now, body, soul, and spirit. Whatever that attack is, Lord, the enemies come full force against them with all claws, you know, all 4 feet just jumping on the children of God. And so, Father, I come against the attack of the enemy, and I release the delivering power, the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives right now. Father, I praise you and I thank you for it. Continue to minister, Lord, not only through these brief moments we have together, but Lord, as they go on in the things that they have to do, the things that stand before them, that they will feel the peace of God, the strength of God, the courage of God, and a knowledge and a faith, knowing that God is for them and that nothing and no one can be against them. Praise God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, the devil would make us think that he can succeed in his efforts to be against us. But no weapon formed against you, beloved, will prosper. That word doesn't say that it won't come against you, but it will not succeed. No evil shall befall the righteous. Think about that. And you can say, well, Sister Glass, I've known a lot of good people. They had a lot of bad things happen to me. Well, beloved, God always has a purpose. There are two great truths. He will not allow you to be tested above what ye are able to endure. With every testing, he makes a way of escape. God always has an answer. He knows how much we can take. And if we will trust in God, we will see him bear his holy arm in our behalf. Praise God. God is a good God, and that anything that may happen that apparently does seem to be evil, he will turn it for our good. So that scripture is really true. I remember I read that. It said, no evil shall fall the right. Well, Lord, there seems sometimes what appears to be great evil, but God always has redemption and his salvation in that. Beloved, let's keep things simple. And that's what I share with my partners in a recent letter. That's the word for the days ahead. Let's keep it simple. And that God will use everything that comes our way. He has one purpose, and that is to conform us to the character, to the very nature of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Because that's where we're going to spend eternity. Whatever we're going through right now, Paul calls it a light affliction. A light affliction. We have the eons of eternity of fellowship with our God, with the saints of God, joy unspeakable and full of glory. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. So regardless of what you're in right now, I want your faith to be stirred. May the power of the Holy Ghost stir you up. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I would like to get into the message I was wanting to share with you, and that's the pulling down of strongholds. And I'd like to read a couple of verses found in 2 Corinthians, reading from the 10th chapter, starting at verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, that's true, we don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. Beloved, did you hear that? Mighty through God, not in our own strength, but through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. As we look at this chapter, and I won't read any more right now, but Paul was being accused that his letters were weighty and powerful, but in his personal physical appearance, well, his body was weak, his speech was, quote, contemptible, and those former words indicate perhaps some physical infirmity, and his contemptible speech may refer either to a weak or unmusical voice or something that was lacking, an absence of those oratorical skills and methods which the Greek audiences so delighted in. And he was definitely lacking in them. He came not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Praise God. And then when he was ministering to the Galatians, he wrote that marvelous book to the Galatians. They basically, in the fourth chapter, going to verse 13, Paul makes a confession. He says, "Ye know how through the infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus." And then he goes down in 16, says, "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" And he was wanting to bring them back to the simplicity of the gospel. They were being bewitched by the Judaizers who were trying to get them to go back under the law. They had received him with love and mercy, but now they had changed. And beloved, do you have favorite scriptures? Well, I don't know. You read one and you think, oh, that's my favorite. And then you think another, no. But there is an absolutely beautiful passage found in David's words, recorded in 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. And that's a marvelous, beautiful passage of scripture. And in verse 1, it says, these were the words that David, he called it a song, in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all of his enemies, not of the hand of Saul. And he goes on to say, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. Beloved, that's what we were doing. We started this broadcast. We prayed. We prayed for deliverance from your enemies. And I don't have time on this broadcast. We'll continue tomorrow to go into the beautiful truths that David is declaring and that he penned down for the generations following of what God did for him. If you know the history, the story of David, he ran for years persecuted by Saul. And of course, we know that the word of the Lord was confirmed. He was anointed king over Judah. Some years later, he was an anointed king over all Israel. God fulfilled his word, but he learned powerful spiritual lessons in the wilderness. And that's what God is wanting for us to do. We go through these trials so we can learn real, true lessons from the Lord and have an unshakable faith and confidence that indeed he is our personal deliverer. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by on this broadcast, and I haven't even really gotten into the message, but we will believe the Lord to just minister to our hearts tomorrow as we continue on. And I pray, I know what it is to go sometimes through seasons of difficulty, seasons of affliction, and hard times, but God has never failed me, and God won't fail you. There is power, great power, in agreeing prayer. I've experienced that personally. I can pray about something, and I pray with somebody else, and like that, it breaks. Why? Because that's one of God's principles. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, I love you, and may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.